And finally tonight, in presidential politics, the GOP sent former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani into the Sunday political talk shows to slam Vice President Joe Biden over his "they want to put you back in chains" comment. The wrong move, says commentator Playfell Benjamin.
As I listened to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani holding forth on Face the Nation, CBS's long-running Sunday morning news and public affairs show, I thought of the race-baiting politics and racist policies Giuliani employed when he was mayor of New York. I was torn between impulses of laughter and rage, as Rudy said of Vice President Biden, quote, "I've never seen a vice president that has made as many mistakes, said as many stupid things. I mean, there's a real fear, if God forbid he ever had to be entrusted with the presidency, whether he really has the mental capacity to handle it," end of quote. He went on to say that Biden was a racist and who was race-baiting with a statement that he made about Wall Street and chains, which most black people, this writer included, regard as nonsense. I could hardly believe my ears. Rudy Giuliani questioning Joe Biden's intelligence, judgment, and racial fairness. What chutzpah? Evidently, like his cronies in the Grand Obstructionist Party, Rudy thinks the public is either suffering from amnesia or too stupid to recognize that they're being played. Rudy sounded like a reform whore who has become holier than thou. After all, based on his criticism of Biden, he must believe that we've forgotten his scurrilous history. Let me refresh your memories. This is the guy who nearly incited a police riot outside City Hall with reckless rhetoric when he was running for mayor. The elegant, gracious, politically astute David Dinkins was mayor, and much of the untutored white ethnic working class mob felt the same way about him they feel about President Obama. They thought the world had turned upside down and things were falling apart. Rudy Giuliani recognized this anger and sought to harness it with barely concealed race-baiting rhetoric. Since this was New York City in the late 20th century and not Alabama in the 1960s, Rudy stopped short of employing racial epithet. You ain't call nobody niggas. Instead, he smiled and talked of fairness based on merit, not racial quotas, while enacting some of the most racist policies, sexist policies, any mayor in the 20th century has done in New York City. His sins were all the more perfidious because he had served as the federal attorney for the Southern District of New York, in which he never brought a case of race or gender discrimination. And he was well aware of the wholesale economic discrimination against women and non-white minorities in securing contracts to provide products and services to the city government, the largest contractor in this gilded city. Not only did Rudy do nothing to stop the practice, which was in violation of federal equal opportunity laws, he ordered all government agencies to stop keeping records of the race, ethnicity, or gender of those awarded city contracts. Thus, he systematically destroyed the evidentiary record which supplies the factual basis for class action suits by the injured parties, the most effective legal instrument. Hence, solidifying institutional discrimination in New York City government that we're still fighting with now. Yet this racist charlatan now lectures Joe Biden on racism? Why, the Veep has a racist bone in his body. When we consider the question of judgment, America's mayor fares perhaps even worse. Lest we forget, this is the guy who appointed Bernard Kerik to police commissioner and then recommended him to head the massive Homeland Security Agency. Fortunately, he was thwarted in that ambition when the FBI investigated his fitness for the job and discovered Bernie was all mobbed up. Yet his benefactor, self-righteous Rudy, swore he hadn't a clue about his protege's mob ties, for which he's presently doing from now until in the slammer. But the most powerful statement about who Rudy Giuliani really is came from his daughter. When Rudy was the leading challenger for the Republican presidential candidacy in 2008, his daughter publicly endorsed Barack Obama. From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.